5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is hot. Still checking in. All right, not quite 95 like it was an hour ago, but 93 is toasty. Even I have to concede that 93 is toasty. Something's going to happen on Monday that has not happened in years. The sheriff of the city of Richmond is going to appear on this show. I'm actually looking forward to it. No, I really am. Antoinette Irving is the sheriff of the city of Richmond. I think she's done a terrible job. Not going to lie about it. I will be nice. I will be polite. I will be professional. I always am. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I think she's done a good job. Just the opposite is true. She's done a terrible job. I think the Richmond City Sheriff's Office is, at best, on life support. I don't see how it can survive. I don't see how it can survive. But, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, that's all I could tell you. She'll be on, and Bill Burnett is going to be on as well. There are a lot of issues that need to be addressed. And she was on this morning with my friend Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News. And Rich had a very long segment with her. What are we clocking at? 27 minutes. That's a long time. It's a long time. A lot was discussed. And I gave Jeremy the duty here, which is why, you know, I said yesterday that like the Hanover County School Board, if we could vote to increase our own salaries, many of us would. Oh, you didn't hear about that? Yeah, the Hanover County School Board the other night had a unanimous vote to double their own salaries. That's a good gig right there. They went from $8,000 a year to $17,500 per year because they voted for it. God, Jerm, I don't know about you. I've been voting here by myself all day, saying that I deserve more. Nothing. I mean, Heidi did come back, though. That was a gift. I had to venture down to the airport last night. Heidi is back from her latest musical adventure. And we are, all kidding aside, very, very happy to have her home. Clean clothing is beginning to pop up, which is great. And her face, her smiling face, is now being seen around the house as well. So that's good. But I would like a pay raise. Wouldn't you? Everybody would. I know anybody who thinks, oh, no, I'm fine. Jeremy, I said yesterday, if it was put to a vote, whose salary should be doubled, as much as I could use another dollar here or there, I would vote to double Jeremy's salary. Jeremy, and Jerm, don't get all, goofy about this. Don't get your head get too big. But Jeremy, I will just state for the record, one of the finest producers that I have had in 34 years of this goofy business. So Jeremy absolutely deserves more. And if I got the vote, I would vote to do that. All right. But Jeremy, as an example, got this duty today to listen to all 27 minutes of this conversation and then pull out some of the pieces that needed to be examined on a more closer basis. So we have some of them this afternoon. I'm trying to get through all of them. Let's go down the list here. Jerm, let us start. Oh, and let me remind everybody. I think I did. But this is Antoinette Irving, the sheriff of the city of Richmond. She was on Richmond's Morning News this morning with Rich Herrera. Cut number one.
Now, thank you for the question. I feel that we have done good work over here at the sheriff's office. Our programming, we're working from crime inside out. We're trying to make sure that the individuals that are inside of our facility are prepared and ready to go back into the community. We're working on their mindset. We're working on their trauma. We're working on their mental health. We're working on their medical conditions. We're working on those things. We're also working on vocational education, which is a really big thing for us, to ensure that individuals are able to go back into the community and be successful and be a part of our economic development, start their own jobs. We have forklift training, CDL training, cosmetology, and barbering. Those are our biggest vocational programs. Also, we do our academic educational programs to help individuals to do their GED and also get college education. So we want to make sure that we can complete the whole person, as well as ensure that the individual is able to get back with their family and reunite and be better for their family, better for their community. And we're really working on individuals and trying to figure out where their traumas were and making sure we can work on their substance addiction. So there are a lot of things that we've done, and we're growing on that. And I believe that we can continue to grow our people here in the community and make sure that folks are ready to go back into the community and be successful.
All right, it's a great campaign pitch. Make no mistake. It really is. She just said all of the right things. The problem is those things are not really being done. It's just that simple. I mean, it really is. It is just that simple. And one of the big reasons that these things are not actually being done is because the staffing is so pathetically low. She does not have the staff. The Richmond City Sheriff's Office does not have the staff consistently to do any of those things. They're all admirable things. But she states them as if they are actually occurring, and you would be hard-pressed to find that happening. All right, she's going to explain the office of the sheriff, as I understand it. Cut number two.
Absolutely. And he is absolutely correct that we are responsible for the jail here and the individuals that are inside, the safe keep, making sure that they are get the medical treatment and the mental health services that they need, and to make sure that the building is safe and that all of the individuals that come that we come in contact are safe, as well as the courthouse. We have jurisdiction over the courthouse to ensure that the individuals that have business in the courthouse are safe and well. And able to conduct their business. We do transports, whether it's medical transports or transports for individuals that may have some mental health concerns, as well as making sure that the civil process for the city of Richmond is served and the surrounding areas for our residents here. But what we do is we're trying to make sure that that we can upgrade our security measures. And we've been working really hard on that. We have body scanners here to ensure that we can keep as much stuff out of the building as we possibly can with our contraband that flows back and forth, as well as to ensure that individuals understand the importance of what the rules are and how to gain control of themselves and what their behaviors are. So we have a population of over 500, and the majority of our individuals are here for violent crime. So we're trying to change the mindset and also work to ensure that they understand who they are and the things that go on around them.
Interesting. What that has to do with anything, I don't know. I can tell you again that folks who are in and out of the courthouse, including the judicial folks, are of the belief, as they have shared with me, that it is not a safe environment. The working relationship between the sheriff's office and other local law enforcement agencies is essentially non-existent at this point. The manner in which members of the Richmond Police Department are treated when they have to interact with the sheriff's office is absolutely appalling. Once again, the lack of staff. She cannot attract people to work at the sheriff's office, and she seems to have a real tough time keeping anybody working there. You heard in an earlier clip, we're giving them socks now. It is not outrageous for a law enforcement agency to provide a uniform. In fact, I would dare say that the vast majority of agencies provide the uniform. That's not anything that you should be jumping up and down and celebrate. Oh, we're giving them a uniform. Of course you are. That's part of what happens. But if you really are at a point that you have to give someone a pair of socks to be able to come to work as a deputy sheriff for the city of Richmond, then I would offer yet again that perhaps you are not attracting the right applicants. We'll talk more about that. She did talk a little bit about staffing and retention. We're going to get to that in a moment as well. If you did not hear the full interview, it happened this morning with Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. You can do that by going to WRVA.com. While you're there, let me remind you to download and listen to the full conversation I had with Tony Pham. Tony Pham is known to many people for many things, but he did feel compelled to weigh in on what is seen as the abomination that is today the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. And Tony knows a thing or two about the Sheriff's Office, having worked at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office for Sheriff Woody. And he knows a thing or two about properly managing and operating a jail, because he did that with the Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 520, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah, absolutely. It is. And it's hot. 93. How hot is it, is the question everybody asks.
Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot in this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Well, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, it's hot. I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot.
Yeah, there's hot. There's really hot. There's damn hot. 95 is damn hot. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. An 804 texter says, Jeff, the number one job for the sheriff is to keep the inmates alive. I agree with you. That is not happening. Not happening. Someone else says, Jeff, why does the city jail have a problem with contraband going in and out of the jail? Sounds to me like an inside job with staffing. The prisoners are surely not leaving and returning on a daily basis. You're right. Well, it is. It is about staffing. And it is one of the reasons that I was very excited when Bill Burnett was here, I don't know, a week or so ago, and he said one of the things he wants to do, if he, in fact, is elected sheriff in the city of Richmond, is have a dedicated K-9 unit that will make sure nobody's bringing stuff in. You do have to understand something. It does not matter how secure the facility is, whether it is a jail, a prison, something else. You almost always are going to have bad stuff get in. It happens. But it is the rate at which it happens. It is the availability of contraband. It's a never-ending process. I don't know what it's like to run a jail. I'm not sitting here telling you that I know what it's like to run a jail. But I do know what it's like to interact in a jail setting. I look at certain facilities. I look at Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail. When Tony Pham was there, and the gentleman who is now the superintendent, the colonel out there, that's a top-notch operation. Top-notch operation. I look at the Chesterfield County Jail. You know, Carl Leonard's got a lot of people staying at that old B&B. And Carl Leonard has said, this is a professional operation, gang. We would like to help you. Right? Carl has been an absolute trailblazer and has been saluted on a national, on an international basis. He was just in, what was it, Rwanda a couple of months ago, helping them. Every one of us who used to have the attitude of cuff them and stuff them now understands you got to deal with some of the underlying issues. I see it at Pamunkey Regional Jail. Again, I don't run the facility. I'm there a couple of hours, one day a week. But I do see how the facility is run. And I know what I've seen and what I've heard about the city jail. And it's just not up to snuff. You don't ever hear discussions about Chesterfield or Pamunkey or Henrico losing their jail accreditation. You know where you do hear it, though, right? It is 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 536, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We got all sorts of great stuff going on. I do remind you, first thing tomorrow morning, you'll be checking out, I hope, Richmond's Morning News. We've been spending a lot of time actually examining, analyzing, listening to, reviewing some of the things that happened this morning with Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. He chatted with the sheriff. It's interesting to me. We have not had the sheriff on this program for well over 2 years. Not because we haven't asked, but because hasn't been any interest. Now all of a sudden there seems to be interest. Okay, well, make no mistake, I'm happy to chat with her. And I will say again, I want everybody to understand this, because I took a look at some of the things coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, a couple of emails and Facebook messages. Well, Jeff, you just don't like her. Absolutely, positively untrue. That is not true at all. I've met the woman twice, and each time I thought was quite a pleasant experience. I don't dislike her in any way on any level. I just don't think the sheriff's office is being run effectively. I just think there's terrible things that are happening there, and quite frankly, I would like to see that change. I listened to some of the things she said this morning, and I get it. It's a tough job, and it's tough to recruit for the job, and it's tough to keep people. However, other agencies do it. Other agencies, quite frankly, do a far superior job. Let's give you a little piece of that. Was it cut number 9, right, where the sheriff, Antoinette Irving, is chatting about staffing and retention? Cut number 9?
One, we need more deficits to ensure that we can perform at our highest level. Retention is something that we're really working on.
All right, hold on. Wait. Germ. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, but no, hold that for a second. Okay, so ma'am, with all due respect, you have been there for 8 years. 8 years. Have you increased the hiring? Have you increased the rate of retention? My sources tell me no. My indicators say no, you have not. In 8 years. So why on earth does somebody who lives in the city of Richmond and will be voting for someone, whether it's you or Bill Burnett, to be the sheriff, why do they say, oh, well, now this time she's going to get it done? I apologize, Jeremy. Go ahead. Cut number 9.
One, we need more deficits to ensure that we can perform at our highest level. Retention is something that we're really working on. As far as staffing, when I came in, we had a lot of people to retire. We have new people here. And I firmly believe, and we talk about it all the time in public safety and law enforcement, not just at sheriff's offices. I talk with police chiefs. After the George Floyd incident and COVID, it changed the atmosphere of people wanting to be in law enforcement. It sounds as if you're proud of what your dad did, but a lot of parents that are in law enforcement are not pushing their kids towards law enforcement, and or whatever that looks like. Our generation now are more vocal, and they want to make sure that they can give their opinion about things, and that oftentimes has a reflection on what we're doing.
So pause that for a second. So again, you want to tell me post George Floyd? That's fine. But your staffing and retention numbers were in the toilet from day one. People retired, you said, when you took over. Why do you think people retired and or left when you took over? That's something you ought to be looking at. Well, let me phrase that. Maybe it's not something you ought to be looking at, but it is something that the people who are voting in the city of Richmond ought to be looking at. The staffing numbers for Sheriff Irving have never been where they need to be, where they're supposed to be. She has every single year been far over budget, correct? I'm sure she will. Listen, if that's incorrect, I can guarantee you she will correct me Monday afternoon at 3:35. Make sure you're here. She might do it. But I don't believe so. I think that budget has been out of whack every single year. The manner in which deputies are treated. The favoritism. The, how do I phrase this nicely? Because a lot of people have described it in sort of like with shorthand, let's just say some deputies are treated better than other deputies. I'll leave it at that. All right, let's get back to cut number 9.
One, we need more deficits to ensure that we can perform at our highest level. We are starting to see the numbers go back, come back in for people that would like to work in our field, which is good. I know the police department, we talked the other day, and they've gotten an increase in numbers for their academy. We just got an increase in numbers. We have more applicants that apply now. However, it's a part of passing the background, polygraph, the investigation that they have to go through. So it's a part of that that we have to work around to ensure that we're getting the best candidate and getting the best officer that we can to ensure that we are doing things in a safe manner and people aren't bringing in contraband or being manipulated by individuals because they're just here to be here. So we have to make sure that
All right, I want to move on to the budget thing. But, ma'am, the fact that the handful of people you do get apparently are not able to do the job unless you are giving them underwear and socks indicates to me, well, some of them anyway, might be amenable to requests that come from the inmates who I'm told by certain deputies who are still trying to do the job are the ones who are actually running the jail. There is always a policy in every single jail, every single prison as well, but it's the same. When you are coming in to any locked facility, you may not bring things in and you may not bring things out. It's just one of the basic rules. So again, I'm just going to use a personal example. Every week, I am at Pamunkey. Every week. And when we were sitting down with the administration, they made very clear to me and the other guys from the Fatherhood Foundation, hey, if you are coming in to teach this class, you need to understand something. First of all, the inmates, almost without fail, somebody at some point is going to try to get you to do something that you ought not do. Hey, could you just take this out for me? Could you just bring in, do it one time, you are done completely. You will never, ever be allowed back. Doesn't matter how well-intentioned you were, right? I mean, you can make the argument, oh my gosh, well, you know, the one guy said, I mean, he's got a, I don't know, a sick grandmother, and he just wanted to get a note to her, and boy, that's all I was, doesn't matter. These are the rules. And inside of any locked facility, man, the rules are the rules. And you got to go by the rules. So if you are hiring people who are not quite capable of going by the rules, you got a problem. Ink. It sounds kind of crazy, right? The color of ink. I know, as an example, once again, Pamunkey. Inmates write in blue ink. People who are not inmates write in black ink. And never the twain shall meet, right? You don't ever get that mixed up. I have to make sure when I go in there, and again, I'm one little guy for a couple of hours. They got all sorts of programs. They got all sorts of people. Just at Pamunkey, now you start talking about other facilities, right? I don't know what the policies are at other facilities. Somebody actually told me that it was the exact opposite somewhere else, that it was staff and non-inmates who rode in blue. And okay, but the rules are the rules. And if you're not capable of enforcing the rules, that's the wrong spot for you. It really just comes down to that. It's that simple. People are telling me, oh, I'm listening to her. She sounds like a really nice social worker. Well, okay. But managing the sheriff's office, making sure the rules are enforced, hiring the right people to enforce the rules, that does not seem to be her strong suit. I know we got the thing on the budgets. I want to hear a little bit about the sign stealing as well. All right, Germ, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We got to do that. What was it? The profit motive. Was that what Rush used to say? Right? We do have enough time. Okay, do me a favor. Cut number 11, sign stealing.
Well, you get it on both sides. You get it on all sides that signs are missing. People say, I put out a sign, the sign's not there. And I tell my people, I do not stand for that. We're not taking anybody's signs. I don't care if a person has 3,000 signs and I have two of them. But we're not dealing with that. If people's signs are somewhere they should not be, then the city has the right to remove those signs. And I can't afford for people to take up my signs because I don't have money to waste on signs, but I can guarantee you that I have not removed anybody's signs, and I talk to my anybody that I give signs to or anybody that says they're supporting me, please do not bother anybody's signs, whether it's the lieutenant governor's signs, the sheriff's signs, the Commonwealth attorney's signs. You know, that's somebody's money that you're messing with. So, no, signs do disappear, and they disappear everywhere. I see signs that were in one place one day, and I look, and I still, that sign's gone. And I just be praying that all my signs are where they are, because that's a cost to us in our campaign.
Really? And yet, I must tell you that 150 Bill Burnett signs went missing. And we didn't hear any reports of Antoinette Irving signs going missing. And you can take a look at the videos that are out there at certain early polling locations. You will see that every single sign is in place. She just mentioned lieutenant governor. Well, those signs are all up. Commonwealth's attorney, they're up. Sheriff, her signs are up, but Bill Burnett's signs are missing. I'm sorry. Something does not smell right there. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 550, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Hey! It's back up to 95. I'm sorry, somebody's going to tell you this, right? It's back up to 95?
Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there? It's hot! Damn hot! Real hot! Hot than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool! And it's hot! I told you again! Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot!
I don't know. I'm just thinking about crotch pot cooking and thinking, no, thank you. I will tell you, now we fall down to around 70 overnight, which is going to feel like we're in a deep freeze. But tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday and Monday, just be on the lookout, because they're talking about thunderstorms each and every one of the upcoming 4 days. So that's a lot of rain. It's a lot of rain. All right. I think we've got just enough time. Maybe one more little snippet. Budget. Yeah, do me a favor. Let's see what we can get through. Cut number 10 with the sheriff.
Well, the budget, we have been on budget. We've returned money to the city of Richmond every year since I've been here. And we had projected to return money again this year. We try to make sure we're only spending funds for the things that we need, whether it's for security reasons or the life, health, and safety of the individuals that are here, or whether it's for the training that we need to make sure that we are using to develop our staff members. We have been awarded over $8 million in grant funding, which means the city does not have to pay that money. So with that $8 million awarded to us, we continue to provide services and training resources for our staff members and resources for the individuals that reside here. So we do really well with our budget, and I appreciate the city for that. But also, we are state funded as well. And when we have funding, the city also gets funding from the state. So we make sure that we don't abuse or misuse any funding that we get, because I don't want to answer to anyone for misusing any funds. So we make sure that we are very meticulous. My budget people tell me all the time, you can't get that. Or I'll go to them and say, can I get something? They'll be like, oh, let's sit down and talk about it. So I never purchase anything that they're not aware of and that they don't think that we can get or that we absolutely need. We have team meetings before we purchase any items, but all of the items that we purchase are about the life, health, safety, and security for inside the facility or outside of the facility, or things that we do in our community projects or things that we do for our staff. We want to make sure that our staff...
All right. I know. It's enough. I know. You're buying socks for them and underwear. Congratulations. All right. Well, we'll chat about that as well. Monday, for the first time in years, we will actually have the sheriff of the city of Richmond on this here little show. I am looking forward to it. I think there are a lot of things that need to be addressed. I want to ask you to do for me exactly what I asked you to do to help out Rich. Now, you hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. If you have worked for the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, and you know a thing or two about what's really going on down there, by all means, you send me the info. I will be very happy to address it on Monday with the sheriff, 833-804-1140. A reminder, we've got Sheriff Irving and we have Bill Burnett as well. We've got Father's Day coming up on Sunday. I wish everybody who is a dad or in that role, I wish you a very, very, very happy Father's Day. Remember my dad's sage advice, don't be stupid. It will take you through life like nobody's business. Have a wonderful evening. God willing, we get to do it all again on Monday starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.